And we're back. Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod, a podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
And that lovely voice you just heard was my co-host, Ben Noble.
And that voice you heard was Brian Dooley.
Wow.
I mean, it's a fine voice.
I gotcha.
It's been a while.
It has.
I mean, I know for the listeners, it's just been the standard 7 days.
But we actually recorded 52 of the past episodes all in one big rush.
Yeah, it's been a year.
We haven't seen each other for a year. So, welcome back. You've grown a beard.
Wow, yes. And you have grown... you've grown.
Yeah.
I can tell.
I grew 6 inches.
Yeah. You finally hit that growth spurt. Puberty is here.
Yep. I'm now 5 feet, 6 inches tall.
We're very happy for you. So what have you been up to over the last year?
Oh, so much. I went on a spiritual journey to the Far East.
Huh. Do they do tarot there?
I don't know. I just ate a lot of food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was incredible. What'd you do?
Well, I tried to climb Everest. I didn't make it.
Oh, really?
I just hung out at base camp.
How was the food?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just ate a lot.
That's a great way to spend a year. Do you know, if you ever wanted to not go to the mountain Everest, if you just wanted to save on flights, there's a restaurant here in St. Louis named Everest that serves Tibetan food.
Oh!
Yeah.
Huh. That would have saved me a lot of money.
Yeah, here's a secret. I didn't actually go on a spiritual journey. I just went to the Central West End and ate at Everest.
Oh, I went all the way to the Himalayas and then just hung out at base camp.
Oh, did you meet a Yeti?
I did, actually.
How did that go?
It was not as exciting as you would think. I mean, he was very polite.
I'm guessing that they don't smell the best.
No.
Yeah. How was the cooking?
Great.
Excellent.
It was great.
Yetis cook well.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
What we've
yeah.
learned over the past year.
Yeah, he was the chef.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense.
I brought him.
Did you?
Yeah.
We'll bring him in.
All right.
And so, how was that experience for you? Oh. Interesting. Well, it's great to have you here. Are you going to be able to stay for the whole show? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he actually has like a business meeting that he has to run to.
Okay. Well, it was great to meet you, Mr. T. Yeti. Okay, Yeti. That's classy, like Madonna.
Yeah, Mr. T. Yeti is his father.
Ah.
All right. Well.
Well. Bye, Yeti.
Thanks for stopping by. Isn't it funny that he just had like a meeting in St. Louis to be here for?
It's crazy that you were able to get him for just those couple seconds.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we developed a big connection and he was willing to do me a favor.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So, you know, another podcast first. Probably the first Yeti on a podcast happened here.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably been Bigfoots on podcasts.
Yeah, but not a Yeti.
But yeah, they're national Sasquatch.
Yeah, it's not international.
International. So you heard it here first. Yeti on a pod.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, other than...
Is that reductive? Is that rude of us to just be like, we had a Yeti on a pod? I mean, he's a chef.
That's true.
We barely talk to him about food at all.
That's a good point.
Ugh.
Well.
Next time, we will dedicate an entire episode to the cuisine of the Yeti.
Yep. Next week.
Maybe not next week,
okay,
but the
next
time we have the Yeti on.
Okay, sure, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I'll get that set up. In the meantime, maybe we should tell people what we do on the show other than whatever that was.
Okay, well, we read
other
tarot.
Than big podcast firsts.
Yeah, whatever that was huge.
Yeah, it was big.
We read the tarot for people, and we answer advice questions. And
yep.
We do it with something that's way easier than getting a Yeti all the way from the Himalayas. We do it using a very simple spread.
Yes. And I guess this is where I'm supposed to come in.
It's fine. If you
want left
to.
A big gap there. I thought you were just going to roll with it.
Yeah. Well, that very simple spread is 3 cards. And in the order in which we draw them, they represent the...
Oh, Jesus. The past, the present, and the guaranteed 100% money back spiritual gold future outcome. That was a lot of jargon.
That is a lot of jargon.
Oof, it was not even said in the See, you just put me on the spot like that.
Those three cards in the order in which we draw them.
This is kind of like, have you ever been in a work presentation and like you kind of try to figure out who's going to speak and when so that it's not like just a cacophony of voices?
Yeah, and then the slides are out of order for some reason.
Yeah, we didn't.
How do the slides get out of order? You built that deck. It's not like an old fashioned like projector.
Oh, like carousel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Brian. We didn't get our slides in order here and, you know, discuss how we were. I was just trying to keep it one voice for the listener, keep it easy so they could follow along.
We're a little rusty. It's been a year.
It's been a whole year, and I feel like we're still just stuck in the middle of this, like, explanation of what it is that we do here.
I don't feel stuck. I feel like we're just journeying together. Like, we're both traveling back. I'm traveling from the Central West End. You're traveling from the Himalayas.
Yeah.
And we're both getting to one place.
I will say this, that like when the Yeti and I were on the flight, there weren't a lot of people on the flight. So like we had that nice middle seat between us.
Oh, that's good. Did you have to sit in the emergency exit row for his leg room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you saw those things when he walked in.
That was huge.
Yeah. But maybe we shouldn't just like.
Definitely going to have to shampoo my carpets.
All right. Let's get into it. I think they figured out what we do or an approximation of it.
Well, here's something that there's no possible way they could know that we're going to do. After we answer someone's life question, we're going to do a card of the week.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, let's...
see if we remember.
Let's jump into... What was it called? The question asker's angle?
The quizzer's delight?
That sounds fun. That sounds like a delightful dessert. Maybe the Yeti can make that for us.
Yeah. Oh, it's Querence Corner. It's right here on the show outline.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we should use that.
All right. Let's go there.
Let's go to Querence Corner. Okay. Here we are in Querence Corner. And this week, after a year, we have a question from listener Jesse.
All right. And it's a bit long, so let's get our presentation deck in order here and decide who's going to take this one.
Yeah, I think you should read it, and I think I should introduce it by saying we're going to read this whole thing because she starts off raving about how awesome we are.
First of all, oh, that's not me saying it. That's Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, it's Jesse, not me.
Here's what Jesse has to say.
First of all, I want to say, in all caps, she didn't write all caps. That's me.
Emphasis added.
Yeah, emphasis added. I love your podcast. I love that you are non-mystical. Smile. I am a very young female general manager in the automotive retail field. I'm glad that we don't have to make up a field for her.
Have we ever made up a field before?
Well, we've made up jobs that people are applying for.
We have known what jobs people have.
Right. I am not at all passionate about this field. This is Jesse again, not me. I don't have an opinion either way on the automotive retail field.
But if Jesse's not passionate about it, I'm not passionate about it.
Well, Jesse's not passionate about the field, but I, Jesse, really want the experience on my resume, and the money is really great, which is essential for my husband and myself, who are young homeowners. Congrats. I don't have an authoritative personality type, and my anxiety causes me to constantly second-guess myself.
Oof, feel that.
I'm always hoping that my husband can find a better-paying job so that I can find a less demanding job and reduce the unnecessary stress on my mental health. I'm not even sure I know what question to ask, ... I just need guidance on how to find my purpose and regain my free time and happiness.
What a well-stated question with all of the stuff that we would normally have to predict.
Intuit.
That we would normally have to intuit because we don't predict. That would be what's happening in the future.
Yeah, no, we just intuit. We just know. That's great. That saves us some mental energy.
So guidance on how to find her purpose and regain her free time and happiness.
Yeah.
And then that will fill in all the backfill.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to note that she loves our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I just read the top again?
Yeah, let's just take it from the top and just read the first three sentences.
Okay. First of all, I want to say, I love your podcast. I love that you are non-mystical. Smile. I'm a very young female general manager in the automotive retail field.
Yeah, I meant the first two sentences.
Okay, well, you said three, so I read three.
Yeah, well. Good work. Thank you, Jesse, for your question, and we are going to answer it.
Well, one thing that she does say, she's very young. How young?
She's 17.
Okay.
She's 17. She married early.
Mm-hmm. How old do you have to be to 16? What's child labor law?
I don't think marriage is technically considered labor.
No, I'm talking about the automotive retail part of the question, not the marriage.
That's 16.
Depending on where you are, you can get married at 12.
Whoa, yeah.
Like in Kentucky or something.
Well, any listeners we used to have in Kentucky, I guess, are gone.
I don't know. They're 12-year-olds. What else do they have to do?
Going right along. I think she's 17, unless you think she's 19.
No, I think she's 17.
Okay.
We're intuiting.
So Jessie is 17 years old in the automotive retail field. So she's selling cars. And she's a general manager.
Yes.
So she's not even moving the iron. She's like...
She's moving the people that move the iron.
Yeah. Good work, Jessie.
We're proud of you.
Yeah, very proud.
Well, Brian, what deck are we using today to answer this question?
Today we are using the Atomic Pixies deck.
Hmm.
And the Atomic Pixies are...
A band.
A group of women that... I think there's four of them, and they do things in the Art Nouveau style.
Mm.
And I will let you judge the deck because
you could call a group of women a band, a band of women,
a band of women, yeah, a cadre,
sure, a pride,
an amalgam.
Or is that just lions?
it's lions, but I'm sure they're prideful, and they should be.
I'm gonna take out this page that says. Atomic Tarot, the title card. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. Arthur C. Clarke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take that out.
Are you going to keep it for yourself?
No, I'm just going to give it back to you because it's not part of the deck. Oh, okay, so the first thing that I'm noticing is that the... there's also another card I'm going to give you, which is just a cosmic lady.
Okay.
That isn't anything. It's just another piece of art. Anyway... I'm noticing already that the Major Arcana cards have gray border, and the non-Major Arcana cards have white borders.
Huh.
They also, there's a lot of stuff going on here. So, you know, just flipping through the deck, you already mentioned the Art Nouveau style, which we're definitely seeing here. The theme of the deck appears to be some sort of apocalypse, which I suppose would make sense given Atomic Pixies. There are some wizards and some cyborgs and some people with skulls on their heads. And the chariot looks like a lady from Mad Max on a motorcycle looking up at an eclipse. Some cool stuff going on here. And then when you get into the miners, we've got different suits. We've got bees. I guess atoms, which would make sense. Suns. And jellyfish. Nuclear explosion.
That's going to make reading difficult.
I would agree. And then on these minor cards, the images are sort of not full art, but are inside little circular portholes. And so, I suppose now is the time where I rate the deck, and I will give it a very solid 3 stars.
Nice. All right, should we get to it?
Yes.
Let's just go back and review the question real quick. I need guidance on how to find my purpose and regain my free time and happiness.
First of all, I want to say I love your podcast. I love that you are non-mystical. I'm a very young female general manager in the automotive retail field. Okay. I think we've got a handle on it.
All right. The most important thing, based on the emphasis that Jessie gave us, was I love your podcast.
And for that, Jessie, thank you.
5 stars.
5 stars. Yeah, Jessie, as a human, 5 stars. Our first card, the past. Flip. The 2 of Atoms.
Which is the 2 of Wands.
All right. And what do we see here? He asked himself out loud. is perhaps a young boy. I'll intuit that it's a young boy. Inside of a circus hot air balloon. Holding a smaller red balloon out of his hot air balloon. Traveling over the desert.
And the 2 of Wands is about getting a long look at your plans.
Yeah, so this guy, he's up in the hot air balloon surveying the land. Although he's just seeing a lot of sand dunes.
So what this says to me is in your recent past, you've been taking a hard look at what your options are. What's laying out ahead of you.
Yeah, I mean, in her question, she even, you know... lays out some plans of perhaps her husband getting another job so that she can shift her focus or, you know, do something else that's a plan.
And what do you think, Jesse mentions her purpose. What do you think her purpose is?
Wow. It's a very big question.
Yeah. Maybe the cards will help us.
Yeah.
Maybe the cards will help us.
Let's wait until the future.
So what we have is, in the recent past, you've been looking. You've been looking at what the options are.
Mm-hmm.
And that brought you to us.
Yeah. Our next card, the present. Flip.
The Empress.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you know what your purpose is. You know.
See, we don't need to tell her.
What?
Good thing we waited.
Yeah, what this idea is, what you want to be doing. And maybe you know it and you're not ready to admit it to yourself because you feel like the family isn't financially ready to support that idea. But it's there. It's ready to burst.
Yeah, well, she's been thinking, she's been planning, and now she's got it.
Describe the card. Did we even say what card it was?
We said it was the Empress.
Okay.
Which shows a woman, I don't know, she's sort of like goddess-like. She's in a field of wheat, and she's wearing sort of Egyptian garb, ancient Egyptian garb, except she's got a teardrop shape cut out of her stomach where there's flowers inside.
Oh.
Which is nice.
Those are the ideas.
Yeah. And then she's got a staff and some horns and, you know, just normal stuff.
Normal goddess stuff.
Yeah. And as Brian said, you know, the Empress is about...
Oh, those aren't just horns. Those are antlers.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
It's...
When you say horns, I think of like
devil horns
or devil horns.
Okay. Yeah. They're antlers. They're wooden antlers or whatever antlers. They're not made of wood. Chitin?
I think they're made of bone. Aren't antlers made of bone?
Maybe.
I think they are.
I think it's very painful.
That's the difference between antlers and horns, I think.
What are horns made out of?
Horns are made out of whatever your fingernails are made out of, which is the same thing your hair is made out of.
I think that's chitin.
I think chitin is what bugs' shells are made out of. Is that the same thing?
I don't know.
Well, there's no way to find out.
We'll never know, huh? Email us. Email us your answers.
Yeah, at us.
Yeah, whoever, whichever answer gets the most things must be right. Wisdom of crowds. The Empress is about owning your femininity, and it's about fertility.
It's about, I think in this case specifically, it's about nurturing... an idea and midwifing it into the world.
Okay. You don't think she's going to have a baby?
I don't think that that's what we're talking about.
That's not in the cards?
I'm not saying that.
You didn't laugh at my joke.
Okay.
It's not in the cards right now?
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
I don't want to... That's a...
You don't want to encourage me?
It's not that. It's that saying that someone is going to have a baby or not going to have a baby is a big deal for a podcast. Even bigger than having the first Yeti on an American podcast.
Okay.
Would be telling someone that they're going to have a baby.
Okay.
And so I'm going to keep it in the realm of the idea.
Baby. Okay. We'll stick there.
Okay.
Because I don't want to have to do any disclaimers. There's no waiver that I want to sign.
If you do have a baby, we totally predicted it.
Is there some sort of disclaimer we can put that we're not doctors or medical professionals or psychologists, you know?
Something that I meant to talk to you about before we recorded. In the year since we've recorded, I've realized that we should be putting a disclaimer that, we are for entertainment purposes only.
Okay.
So
there it is, right in the middle of the episode.
I guess that should go as a bumper at the beginning of the episode, maybe in our intro, we're two non-mystical hosts for entertainment purposes only. Use the power of the tarot for entertainment purposes only.
We'll workshop
your burning questions.
We'll workshop it.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it. We'll workshop it. Maybe even on the episode, but not in the middle of Jesse's question.
Right. Yeah.
But Jesse, this is for entertainment.
Jeffy,
this
the
is
the little kid from Family Circus.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that comic's awful.
Jeffy and PJ.
All right, let's move on. Jesse, entertainment purposes only. Future card flip. Don't have a baby if you don't want to have a baby. Have one if you want to have one. I don't know. Whatever.
And this is the Six of Swords.
Okay, aka the Six of Suns.
Yes. The Six of Stars. Yeah.
Okay. And on this card, it's some like Battlestar Galactica, Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of...
Need more Vespene gas. That's Starcraft?
population planets or population ships, what are they called? Generation ships blasting off from a planet.
Okay.
To go off into the future.
And we said this was a Six of Swords?
Yes.
That makes sense, because a Six of Swords is about taking a journey.
It sure is. A journey that you may not want to be taking.
Yeah. Or one that you do want to take, but it also comes with a bitter aftertaste.
Right. And if you're leaving your planet
mm-hmm.
To go on a generation journey, then yeah, it could be bittersweet at best.
Yeah. And so I guess what this is saying is that while Jesse has this big idea and she knows what it is and it's time to make it happen, it's going to be good, but also it's not going to feel awesome at first.
Yeah. So does it mean that she should keep going with that idea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think it means she does, yeah, because this card is about moving forward. It's a card about, like, you have to move forward. You have to leave something behind to gain something later. But it also is not, it's not puppies and rainbows and butterflies and flowers coming out of the inside of your stomach.
So maybe she's not going to regain her free time anytime soon.
No, I don't think so. I think that's a journey, and it will come, but, you know, it's not just going to happen. You have to work for it.
So is this the classic do your side hustle while you're still doing your regular work?
I think it might be.
Okay.
Or?
Go on.
Maybe we rewind. Yeah. Ask me not that far. Back to the part where you asked me, does this mean the side hustle?
So does this mean that she's not going to regain her free time?
No, not immediately, I don't think. You didn't ask me about the side hustle thing. I had my answer set up to respond to that.
I think that footage has been lost.
That's too bad.
Right. So I guess I can just ask it again. Do your side hustle while you keep working?
Huh, astute question, Brian. I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, please, elaborate.
Okay, well, you know, the card is about taking a journey, and is starting a side hustle while you're continuing your job really, like, a clean break? Is it really a journey? I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's time to leave the job, start working on this new thing, rely on the support of her husband. It's not going to be easy, but it's what she's got to do.
So you're saying jump and figure out how to build a parachute on the way down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that would be the advice then.
That's the advice. For entertainment purposes only.
So for entertainment purposes only, and you do love that we are non-mystical, Jesse. So
we are not that.
This is as non-mystical as it gets. We are saying quit your job, quit your day job, and do the thing that you're passionate about, and it's going to be freaking tough.
Yeah, but good. Necessary.
Yeah.
So also, can we retroactively, for entertainment purposes only, the other 60 episodes we've recorded?
We have to, because I'm not going to go back and edit them.
Okay, well, we just did it.
Yep.
If anybody sues us, we'll say,
Listen to episode 62.
Yeah. you'll get there.
Episode 62 is actually episode 1.
Yeah.
All right, well.
That's it.
That's it. Jesse, I hope that's helpful.
Let's leave Questioner's Delight. I mean, Queer's Corner.
Let's get out of here. Thank you, Jesse, for your question. Thank you, Atomic Pixies, for your deck.
Thank you, Jesse, again, for loving our podcast.
Yeah, and thank you for loving our podcast. Anybody that loves our podcast automatically
gets to the front of the line.
To the front of the line for their question being answered, which maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's not, depending on what you're into.
So, now we'll do that card of the week thing.
Yeah, we're just going to jump right into card of the week?
Yeah, I think we normally do.
All right.
I don't know, it was a year ago.
It was a year ago.
And it sucks that we have to record 52 episodes starting now, you know?
Yeah, today is going to be one long morning.
Yeah.
But luckily, it only takes about a half an hour to record each episode, so we should be done by early evening, right?
I would think.
Yeah.
Well, here we go into the card of the week, the part of the show where we give everybody one card of advice to keep in mind for entertainment purposes only as you're going through the week.
And this week, we are using the...
A very, very boring traditional deck.
Yeah, this is one of the original decks that we had been reading with, but we haven't read with it since the ratings era. So we are reading with it now.
And it is the Radiant Rider-Waite deck. The Rider-Waite deck, of course, as you know, being just a very standard tarot deck, and the radiant one has different colors.
Yep.
It's more radiant. I don't like it as much as the original, but you do.
I do.
I have to give it 3 stars.
Okay.
Because that's what it is.
All right.
I mean, it's fine.
Anything you want to describe on it?
I don't know. It's a tarot. It's the tarot deck.
It is the Rider-Waite deck.
Whenever we say colors. That, like, oh, it's this is what we're always referring to.
Yep.
I don't know. It's a very solid deck. You know, it's like a sports metaphor. I don't know. The base hitter.
The utility player?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah. That guy.
Yeah. The guy that always scores the goals.
Yeah. I mean, he's not the breakout star, but he's very solid. He does what you need him to do, or her.
Yeah, that's true.
Women can play sports.
Yeah, if the Olympics showed us nothing else, it's that women can play sports.
Well, I didn't watch those, so fill me in.
I didn't watch them either, but I believe that women can play sports. I believe it in my heart, even though I've never seen it happen. But to be fair, I don't watch men play sports either.
No.
I don't watch anyone play sports. What about you, Ben?
No.
No, you don't believe women can play sports?
No, I don't watch sports.
Ben doesn't believe women can play sports.
I was just going to make it worse, but then I decided that I wouldn't. I was just going to make it worse.
Ben doesn't believe that anyone can play sports because he's never watched them.
Because I can't, no one else can.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch them.
Because it makes you feel inferior.
Yes. And you don't watch them because you don't watch them because you haven't seen it yourself. You don't believe that they exist.
All right. The card of the week this week. Flip. The King of Cups.
The K of Koo.
Okay. So on the Radiant Rider-Waite Tarot deck, the King of Cups is a very fancy gentleman sitting on a throne, a granite throne thing. I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. He's on a stone throne that's coming out of the ocean. He's in a blue robe with a fancy yellow cape. He's got a crown on his head. He's holding half of a candlestick here and a big cup. That's it. That's the King of Cups.
Any fish on there?
Yeah, there's a little fish in the corner and also a boat in the other corner on these choppy seas made of weird colors.
Well, the King of Cups, the keywords are all we have. Are patron, protector, moral inheritance, favors, and creativity.
Interesting. Those are your words for this week. Now for your lottery numbers.
For entertainment purposes only.
So the King of Cups is kind of the master diplomat.
Yeah. Full of charisma.
Yeah. He's a guy who is very good at, also good at intuiting what is up with people. He's very empathic. He knows how to talk to people. He knows how to lead people. And he does so in a very effective way suited to each person he's speaking with.
And you know what else he's good at? Gossip.
Oh, yeah, because there's a fish on there?
Because there's a little fish
on there.
That's
a deep cut from our forthcoming tarot
book
explanation podcast.
Yes, and book.
Sure.
Wait, is there not going to be a book?
There will be.
Okay. You said sure, like you were humoring me, and then I got scared. This is how rumors get started.
Okay.
This is how
gossip gets started. So the advice for this week, be diplomatic.
Yeah, be diplomatic. Listen to the rumors, but understand that not everything you hear is true.
And then that's it. That's good. That's good advice. Very solid advice.
All right. That was the card of the week. What else do we got to do with this show?
We have to wrap it up so we can get on to the next 51 episodes.
Okay, well, I want to thank Jessie for her question and for loving our podcast.
And I want to thank everybody else here for listening.
I want to thank Ben for being here in the studio with me today.
And I want to thank Brian for, you know, setting up another 52 wonderful episodes.
And you know who we need to thank?
Yeti Chef?
Yeti Chef.
Thank you, Yeti Chef.
Thank you, Yeti Chef. Wait. Do you smell something? Is that? Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
He came back.
Yeti Chef, how was your meeting? Oh, that's great.
Yeah, wow. I can't believe that you got funded.
Yeah, that's so good to hear. So are you going to open up a place here in St. Louis? Oh, in Kansas City. Well, that's fine. That's pretty close. And it's just great to have like such a notable chef from across the world.
Yeah, internationally renowned.
Yeah, we're happy to have met you, and we're happy to have you in the country.
Yeah. Should we let him do the outro?
Why don't you do part of the outro, but we're not going to put the whole burden of it on you.
Okay.
At amateurtarot.com. Tarot Amateur on Twitter. At Making All This Up. At Zen Iron Man. Yeah, this part is pretty complicated. The most important thing that you can do is to rate and review us on iTunes. That makes it so that other people can get in touch with us, other people can hear us, and we can keep doing the show.
And look, I know that you're driving your car right now, or you're walking the dog, or you're washing dishes, or you're mowing the lawn.
If you're mowing the lawn, then you are listening to this way out of season.
And I know that you're going to forget as soon as the next podcast comes on to do this, but let's try to like link it in their mind with something, you know? You know how you can do that? Like you make a little hook in your mind.
Yeah, so that like a memory palace.
A memory palace, exactly. So let's try to come up with a quick memory palace. What's something that they're going to run into later?
Gossip. They're going to...
No, but something where they're at home, where they're going to be near their computer.
Let's see. Email.
Okay, email. When you think, check my email, think, rate and review Amateur Tarot.
Yeah, how do we do that? Check your email, and you'll see that you won't have received an email from us. And so when you don't get an email from us, then that will remind you to rate and review us on iTunes.
Cool, love that. All right, well, from Ben, Brian, and Chef Yeti.
For entertainment purposes only. Don't all people have skulls on their heads?
Well, they have skulls inside their heads.
Oh, these are extraneous skulls.